The macholos asuris are divided into two different categories. Some of them are rosa bahanoah, and some of them are muta bahanoah. Nevelo, treifo, chela, vidama, muta bahanoah, chodosh, and truma, lezar, is muta bahanoah. And some of them, everybody agrees, are rosa bahanoah. Basa bahanoah is a machlokes hatanaim, where the basa bahanoah is rosa bahanoah. So chomez bepesach is also a machlokes hatanaim. We paskin halacha that chomez bepesach is also bahanoah. But the Gemara quotes a braisa. The macholos asuris are divided into two different categories. Some of them are rosa bahanoah, and some of them are muta bahanoah. Nevelo, treifo, chela, vidama, muta bahanoah, chodosh, and truma, lezar, is muta bahanoah. And some of them, everybody agrees, are rosa bahanoah. Basa bahanoah is a machlokes hatanaim, where the basa bahanoah is rosa bahanoah. So chomez bepesach is also a machlokes hatanaim. We paskin halacha that chomez bepesach is also bahanoah. But the Gemara quotes a braisa where the Tana Rabbi Yosef Lili disagrees with the others, and he holds that it's muta bahanoah. So the Gemara quotes an expression that he says, "Tamei al atzmecha." How can you say such a wild thing that chometz bepesach should be osa bahanoah? So we don't understand what kind of a lashon is that. Tamei al atzmecha. Why is tamei al atzmecha? What's so big? They worked that from the psukim that the basa b'cholav is osa that chometz bepesach is osa bahanoah. So that's a discussion that the Achrenim have. Why does Rabbi Yosef Aglili use such a melitza? Tamei al atzmecha, hey chometz bepesach, hey chometz bepesach hasabano. Okay, that's on the top of Chav Ches on the base, on the fourth line from the top. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, tamei al atzmecha, hey chometz hasabano kol shiva. Why is tamei al atzmecha? Anyway, so we paskin that it is hasabano. Among these three hanoah, they're divided into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim, and some of them are nikbarim. This is the Mishnah in the end of Tmura. Kloy HaKerim and Orlo and Pigal Naisa Tamei on Israfim. And Basa Becholov is nikbarim. There are others, Petach Amor, Lachar Arifa is nikbarim. Seyar Nazir is nikbarim. Some are nikbarim, some are Israfim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Another machlokes hatanaim. On the assumption, if Chometz bePesach, if chametz bepesach would be muta bahanoah, so then it's not shaykh to say that it's ton sreifa. If it's muta bahanoah, the Torah is going to tell you to burn it. Zachah bal tashchis, ashot. Why should you burn it? That's how the Ramban points out in the Machanas. But that's the mashmos of the Gemara like that. That it cannot be if the thing is muta bahanoah. It cannot be that the Torah is going to say that it's ton sreifa. That's on the bottom of chav zayin amid beis. The Gemara is mashma like that. If it would have been muta bahanoah, of course it's not going to be ton sreifa. But the discussion is on the assumption that chametz bepesach is also bahanoah. So is it ton sreifa or not? So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim. That's the beginning of the second parak. That's chof aleph amud aleph. Rabbi Yehuda imayim biyar chametz ala b'sreifa, v'chachamim imayim af mefar b'zor l'ruach u'mata layam. And that's the shaila they have on the side and the margin on the right hand side on Chof Aleph and Aleph. It argues in the Mishnah is Af Mefarav V'Zavah L'Ruach Amat Alayam. If you want to, you can do Sreifa, but if you want to, it's not necessary to do Sreifa. You can do Hashbasasa B'Chol Davar. You can destroy the Chametz in other forms as well. So that's the shaila. Is that really so? There is a Mishnah in the end of Tmura, last Mishnah in Tmura, that lists off all of the Suri Hanoah and divides them into the two categories. And one category are the Nisrafim, one category are the Nikvarim. So the Mishnah says, HaNisrafim lo yikavru. If you have something that's supposed to be Besreifa, let's say, Truma Tmeyo is supposed to be Besreifa. Kloy HaKerem, Orlo, is a mitzvah to burn it. So HaNisrafim lo yikavru. You shouldn't just throw it out in the garbage and just dispose of it. No, it's a mitzvah to do Sreifa. And then the Mishnah says, HaNikvarim, lo yisarfu. If something is not from the nisrafim, let's say basa b'cholav is not from the nisrafim, or seyar nazir apetach hamor is not from the nisrafim, so it says hanikbarim lo yisarfu. Why is hanikbarim lo yisarfu? So the Mishnah explains why. Because the nisrafim is afron mutter. If you have pigol nisatam and you burn it, then yesh is a mutter. And the nikbarim there's no mitzvah to burn it. So even if you'll burn it, the din will be that the ashes will be asa. So if you're gonna burn the nikvarim, someone may make a mistake and think that once he did sreifa to tigal naisatamid afram mutter, the people think that the afer of the basa b'chol is also mutter. So in order not to make such mistakes, and the Mishnah has exerim and rabban and that hanik barim lo yisarfu. So that's the kashin the Magen Avraham asks on this girus in the Mishnah. The way we have the Mishnah printed, achof aleph and aleph, it says on the side the rif and the rosh don't have the word af. Baravalfis the barosh leisa milasaf. And the rif and the rosh it says vachachamim amrim mafar b'zol aruch matalayam. In other words, you're not allowed to do sreifa. You could interpret it. You're not permitted to do sreifa. Because chametz is not from the nisrofim, it's from the nikborim, and you have to dispose of it in some fashion, bedavka other than sreifa. You're not permitted to do sreifa. The shaila is, we have the girus and the mishnah af, and the Rambam writes like that also. Af mfaru zor l'ruach matoyam, and the Rambam quotes all the mishnah isor from mitchil hashesh. You burn the chametz. Then he said, if you don't want to burn it, you don't have to. You can destroy it in any other fashion. So that's the kasha. If the Rambam paskens like the chachamim, the rabbi, that hashbasasa b'chol dava, you don't necessarily have to destroy it ayidei sreifa, so he shouldn't permit you to do sreifa. That's the Mishnah in the end, the last Mishnah in Tmura. The klal of the Mishnah should apply that hanigbarim lo yisorfu. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Ay Magen Avraham reish simen tof memhei. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Rav Chaim has a psashtikal teretz on the Magen Avraham. He says if you look in the Rav Chaim doesn't have the whole explicitly, but he has the beginning of the teretz in the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. If you look in the Rambam, where is it? I think in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, when the Rambam quotes that Mishnah from the last Mishnah in Tmura, where it says Hanisraf Mafram Mutter, so the Rambam both in the Pirush HaMishnayis and the end of Tmura, as well as in the Mishnah Torah when he enters. So the Amudoshim writes Hanisrofim Shal Megdish Afram Mutter. He doesn't say by Orlo Klei Akerim Hanisrofim Afram Mutter. He only says it by Pigal Neisit Tami Hanisrofim Afram Mutter. So that's Rav Chaim gives a biur on that in his Sefer. Why should there be a difference between Nisrofim Shal Megdish Pigal Neisit Tami as opposed to other Nisrofim? So he says the mitzvah of Sreifa emanates from the Chefzer. By Tigal Naisitami. It's mitzvasa that he served. As opposed to Orla Klea Kerem, there's no mitzvasa. By Hegdish, you were Magdish the carbon in the beginning. And then there are various halachas. So if it turns out in the end to be Tigal Naisaratame, so then the fact that it has Kedushas Hegdish on the carbon is Machayiv you later to do Sreifa. But if you have Orla Klea Kerem, it's a mitzvah on the Gabra. You have a mitzvah to burn the Orla and the Klea Kerem. Rav Chaim claims that the only time you say, why is Nisrofim Afra Mutter? So there's a discussion in Rishonim why. So the Rav Chaim made popular one reason, which most of the Poskim don't go for that reason. Chaim is explaining the Rambam. So he made popular reason that Nasis Mitzvah, Ein Lecha Dovash Nasis Mitzvah, Soi Omoy Limbo. So Rav Chaim says the only time it's considered Nasis Mitzvah is by Nisrofim Shal Hegdish. When you say the thing was Hegdish, and you have different mitzvahs to do with the Hegdish. You have a carbon, so you shecht it. And what do you do next? You mekabel the dam. And next you zerik the dam. And next you makta the chelev on the mizbech. And next you have a mitzvah liyachloi. And what's next? You have all kinds of mitzvahs. If it turns out to be pigola, and I said, tell me, the mitzvah is lehisorif. So once you've come to the end of the line, there's no more mitzvah. You've done all the mitzvahs that you have to do. You already did the shechit, the kabbalah, elocha, zrika, blah, 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 everything. There's nothing left to do. It's all finished, right? So once you're all finished, so then there's no longer any Yisr Hanah. Ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvah, so you're moil and boy. The Gemara says when you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, when you magdish the carbon, it has kedushin, there's a prohibition of me'ila. The Gemara talks about ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvah, so moil and boy. The Gemara talks about me'ila. The Gemara doesn't say it by orla klei akerem. It's not a topic of me'ila. So the other Rishonim say that's lav davke. Ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvah, so moil and boy. It doesn't mean moil, it means is lav davke. Nasis mitzvah is muta b'hanah. That's how Tosis learns over here. That even by Orlo Klei Akerem, if you all chametz into Sreifa, so Tosis says, after you do the Sreifa, it'll be muta b'hanah. But that's not the way the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that it's only a din of Me'ilo, because the Isa Hanah of Me'ilo is because of the fact that it's Aymed le mitzvah son. Once you've already done all the mitzvahs, there's no longer any mitzvahs to do, so there's no longer any isa me'ila. So that's why the Gemara says, let's say you brought a korban to the Beis HaMikdash and you did everything you're supposed to do and you burnt the fat on the Mizbeach. So it turned into ashes. Finished. Gemara, there's nothing more to do. Gemara says, wrong. You still have to do Trumas Hadeshen. Every morning you have to do Trumas Hadeshen. After the Kohen does the Trumas Hadeshen, then there's nothing more to do. Okay. So then the Gemara says, after the Kohen already did the Trumas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen is chala on everything. Like Afrosha's Truma, if you have Tevel, so when you mafish Truma, so it's Chala and everything. It's not just that the Chelik that you take out becomes Truma, and you have, and the Kohanim eat it. No, if you have Tevel, so once you mafish Truma, this becomes Kodesh, and the mitzvah of the Kohanim to eat it, and if Zari eats it, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim, and so on, and the rest of it becomes Chulam Misukarim. So the Gemara says in Mi'ilo that the same is true regarding Truma Sadesh, and that's why it's called Truma. Trumas Hadeshen not only affects the Chelek HaNitram, that is a mitzvah to put it next to the Mizbeach, the rest of it is considered Nasis Mitzvahs on everything, and the Isa Me'ila is now removed from everything, because you're at the end of life. There's no more mitzvahs to perform after this. So that's what the Rambam seems to say, and that's what he says both in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the last Mishnah in Tzmura, as well as in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Pesulim HaKadoshim. He writes, HaNitzrafim Shal Hegdish, Afra Muta. Only by Pigal Naisatomi he says Afra Muta. He doesn't say it by Arla Klea Kerem. Never writes Afra Muta. The Isra Anah is an Isra Anah. Even after you burn it, it'll still be Asab Anah. Other Rishanim say the reason why Nisrafim Afra Muta is because Nishtanu. Because Parim Chadosh is Baulakan. So then they ask, why shouldn't it be Nishtanu by Nikbarim also? If you burn Nikbarim, it should also be Afra Muta because Parim Chadosh is Baulakan, it's Nishtanu. The Samar Shanim Taka say, it is awesome in HaTorah, it's only a Chumim with the Rabbanon, the Hanik Borim Afra Nasa. So all discussion, why should the, if you hold the Heter is based on the Shtanu, Parim Chadosh is Bolokan, that itself is a topic for discussion. Is that true that an Isa Shin Nishtana becomes Mutter? If the Torah prohibits something and then it's Nishtana, does it become Mutter? That's a Machlekes in Brochus, of all places, of Machlekes Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rosh. The Gemara talks about the Mosque. What bracha does one recite when you smell the fragrant aroma of musk? The Gemara has a discussion. So the Rishonim have a discussion, what about eating the musk? Is it mutter? So they say, well, what is the musk? So it's some kind of a fragrant smelling thing that comes from the Far East. From the Hindus, whatever. So what is it? So the Rabbeinu Yonah describes what it is. It's some kind of a trefa animal, an elephant or a camel or something, some non-kosher animal. Has some kind of a thing in it, some kind of a pocket in its throat, and the blood that circulates in the system gets caught in this pocket, and the blood that circulates is yotze min hatamei tamei, like a chola behemah tamei is aser, so the blood that circulates is also yotze min aser. It's not even yotze, it's still inside, and then they take this dam that circulated, that got caught in some gland or something, a gland that gives us a secretion or something. And then you take this and you mix it into soups, and it gives a very fragrant smell. Sure. So the discussion is, all right, forget the Gemara's discussion is, what bracha do you say when you smell it? So the question is, are you permitted to mix it into kosher soup? It comes from a non-kosher animal. So the Rabbeinu Yonah claims that it's mutter because it's an isa shenishtana, because it starts off as blood circulating in the system, and blood has a certain consistency. It looks like blood, it tastes like blood, it smells like blood, and sure, it's blood. And then, after it sits over here in this part of the body for so long, has such a fragrant smell, and it tastes good, and everything is legamri nishtana. So he says, inisha shenishtana is mutter. How does he know that that's true? So he gives a mashal, a ma'adavadayma. From the mashal, you'll understand the nimshal. So he says, if everybody will agree on the mashal that's given, everybody knows the mashal is true, so you'll believe what he said about the musk that gets caught in the throat. So he gives a mashal. Everybody knows that if a piece of non-kosher meat falls into a pot of honey, so if it sits there long enough, he says the meat will turn into honey. So honey has an effect on things that fall into it. If you have a piece of a tape recorder, it's going to call it, the stomach's not going to metal, it's probably not going to turn into honey. But he claims if a piece of meat falls in, it's going to turn into honey. So he says, and everybody knows if a piece of nevela meat falls into honey, it turns into honey and it's mutter, because honey is a nishtana. So the Rosh quotes this from the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says he's not so convinced that the Moshel was true. He says, Arvach Avraboy, who says that that's true? That the Rabbeinu Yonah read, that's Pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah that says you're permitted to buy The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah lists off Eilu Dvarim Shel Nachrim that are Asa Banah. The following things you're not allowed to get Hanah from. If you have Yayin Nesach, Hastam Yayin from a Goy, it's Asa Banah. Then the Mishnah lists off Eilu Dvarim Shel Nachrim are Asa Bachila. Pasakim and Bishalakim and Cholabakim and Gvinasakim is Mutta Banah, but it's Asa Bachila. And then the third Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Shel Nachrim are Mutta. The following things are Mutta. So it says you're permitted to buy honey from a Goy. So the more effect, Akasha, how can you buy honey from a Goy? Maybe they have Chazer Shmalt sitting in the honey. So the Gemara gives an answer on that. The Gemara says, Misra Sarya. So what was the answer? So the Rabbeinu Yoina understood the Gemara to say, even if it's true that there was Chazer Shmalt sitting in the honey, but if it sits there, if you get honey and you don't see any Chazer Shmalt, all you see is honey with honey with honey, means that the Chazer Shmalt that may have fallen in was converted into honey. So everything is mutter. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoina understood that Gemara. That's why he said, that's why he gives this as a mashal. Rabbeinu Yoina Brachas was written by his students. It wasn't written by the, these were the notes of the Talmidim. Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. They always quote in the name of the Rebbe. So they forgot to write where the mashal came from. It's Rabbeinu Yoina's pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The other Rishonim and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah interpret the Gemara differently. So the Rosh is free to say that there is no such din. The other Rishonim say that the Gemara says, what are you concerned about? That maybe the Nochri threw a little Chazer Shmalz into the honey. It would spoil the honey. It would be misrisaria. What, he's not an idiot. The guy is not gonna, he's not a fool. He's not going to put in Chazer Shmalz. It'll ruin the whole business. Of course, we know that the Uma Loimorim Nasa is not going to ruin his business, so that's why they're not going to mix in any Chazer Shmalz into the honey. Misrisaria, it'll spoil. And the Rabbeinu Yoina read the Gemara, no, misrisaria, the meat disintegrated, and it was masriach until it converted into honey. So since it converted into honey, and this is shenishtana is muta. So this machlokes is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Instead of quoting it in Yerideya, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, where it belongs, that's a major issue. It comes up all the time today. But in Issa shenishtana, Kiseida, we have Issa shenishtana. So instead of quoting it in Yerideya, it's quoted in Hilchos Birchos Areach. What bracha, in Reish Yutches, in Arachayim, what bracha do you say over this mosque, Mem Vav Samach Kuf, what the Gemara calls mosque. And then the Magen Avraham quotes the discussion between the Machlekes, between the Rabbeinu Yoina with the Rosh. What about eating it? Is it Muta Bachila or not? And the Mishnah Berurah gives you a Psak in Hilchas Bichas Arech, somewhere over there, Reish Tezayin or something, somewhere over there in Hilchas too good to believe that it's in Reish Yitches, Hilchas I think it's near Reish Yitches, I think it's Reish Tezayin or something. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a psak from the Hachroh from the Prima Gadol that if it's an Issa Deraisa, we're machmer like the Rosh, and if it's an Issa Derabbanan, we're maker like the Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay. So getting back over here, that's the kasha that the Magen Avraham asks. If one should assume the halach is like the Hachromim, that hash besasa b'chol davar, that's a question, how do we paskin? The minig all over is that everybody burns the chametz. The reason for the minig is because the Mishnah say, and the first parak, start from Betchila Sheish. Gemara talks the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. Talks about burning chametz. Start from Betchila Sheish. When do you burn the chametz? So the meaning all over is everybody burns the chametz. The question is, that's because we have accepted La Halacha Rabbi Yudah's opinion. That's what some Rishonim say. Some Rishonim say, yeah, because it's a Stam Mishnah. There are Stami Mishnayis, that Mishnah. That's Stam Mishnah Yud Beis on the base. The rather stam mishnah is that sound like Rabbi Yudah. So some rishonim say halacha kistam mishnah, the din is like Rabbi Yudah. The name be a chometz ela b'sreif. And the Rambam paskins not so that hash b'sasa b'chol dover, that you don't necessarily have to do sreifa. So that's Magen Avraham's kasha. How can the Rambam write you don't necessarily have to do sreifa? You should have said you're not permitted to do sreifa, because of the mishnah in the end, the last mishnah in Tmura, that says that hanigbarim lo yisarfu. That you're not permitted to burn the nigbarim, lest people will think that the ash is amutas. So it could be that the teretz that the Rambam will give to that kasha is maybe the hanigbarim lo yisarfu only applies to nigbarim shal hegdish, because the whole din of hanisrafim aframutar only applies to hegdish. That's how the Rambam writes hanigbarim shal hanisrafim shal hegdish aframutar. There may be other nigbarim. Maybe Basa B'cholav, the Rambam will say you're permitted to burn. Maybe he doesn't hold the Hanigbarim La Yisarfu is a universal din. Maybe it's only in the area of Hegdish, because only in the area of Hegdish is there a din Hanisraf Mafra Mutta. So then the person may make a mistake. But outside of Hegdish could be B'cholav. Anyway, that's the Magen Avraham's question. If we assume the halacha that hashbasasa b'chol davar, so why do we permit, if we pass him like a chacham de Rav Yehuda, so why do we permit sreifa? We should have said hanigbarim lo yisarf. Yeah, where does Rav Yehuda derive his shita from? How does he come up with such an idea? The pasuk says ach bayam arishin tashbisu. Tashbisu. So how does he know that tashbisu is ein biyacham esala b'sreifa? So the Gemara Chav Zayinu Mebeis quotes a braisa Tanya. It's the second half of Chav Zayinu Mebeis going up to the top of Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara first it makes one suggestion, then they polish it up, then they polish it up again till you get to the top line on Chav Chesem and Aleph, and they finally quote the Makkah Chazra Abiyudah V'Donet Denacher till he finally polished it up in the Maskon. He learns it out from Noisa. That it says in Chumash that Noisa you have to burn. So too any other Isuri, anything else that's similar to Noisa you have to burn. So first the Gemara thought, Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda, that just like Noisa is also Bachila and you have to burn it, so to anything that's also Bachila you have to burn. So the Gemara says it can't be. Nevela Trefa is also Bachila and you don't have to burn it. Of course you don't burn it. If it's Mutabano, it's a Hefzit, it's a Baltashkis, why should you burn it? That's what the Ramban interprets in the Gemara. The Torah is not going to require me to burn something that's Mutabano. So how am I going to get my Hanoa? The Torah says Mutabano, how can you tell me to burn it? So the Gemara says it can't be. The Gemara says no. He learns that from Noisa. Noisa is asa bechila b'hano. So to anything that's asa bechila b'hano is a mitzvah to burn. So the Gemara says it's not true. What about the shara niskal? What about the basa b'cholav? There are many things that are asa b'hano and there's no mitzvah to burn. So the Gemara says no. It means like this. Whatever is asa bechila b'hano and it's kares. Chometz b'pesach is kares and whoever eats Noisa is kares. That's the word. You have something that's also b'achila b'ano and it's also b'kareis, so then it's a mitzvah to burn it, so that's how I know, that's the mamatzin. So the Gemara shlugs it up, what about chelav sharanisko? Chelav has kareis, but chelav per se is mutabano. But sharanisko is also b'ano, but sharanisko per se doesn't have kareis. But that part of the sharanisko, that's the chelav, that has alamailas, that's also b'achila b'ano, and it's Shanush Kares. So the Gemara says, we never heard of such a din, that the chelav of the Sharan Iskal's tone Sreifa, Rabbi Yehuda never said such a din. So that shows that that's not the Yafus. That's what they asked Bakasha on the Sachat Sheva Rebbe. Sachat Sheva Rebbe, Abnei Nez, used to say Shalashudas Torah. So his Torah was sometimes Nista, sometimes a Nigla, sometimes he said Halacha. So on one occasion it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he asked Akasha, that the Gemara says in Erechin that on Yomim Tovim we are obligated to recite Halal, either obligated in Atar, obligated in the Rabbana, Machlek is the Bahag and the Rambam. Bahag thinks that Halal on Yontav is the Reis and the Rambam thinks that Halal on Yontav is only the Rabbana. Whatever it is, there's an obligation, either in Atar or the Rabbana, to recite Halal on Yontav. The Gemara is mashma that it's an expression of, it's a way to fulfill Simchas Yontav. The Simchas Aguf and the Simchas HaNefesh. So a person should fulfill one aspect of simcha is basa v'yayin, and one aspect of simcha is eating kachim, sar shlamim, one aspect of simcha is reciting of halal. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so why don't you say halal on Shabbosim? Why only on Yom Tov? The Gemara says it's not ikri moed. Pashup Shab means that there's no obligation of simcha on Shabbos, only a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov. Then the Gemara asks, but Rosh Chodesh is ikri moed. Rosh Chodesh, there is a mitzvah of simcha. That's what the Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, that it says in the Parshin, Bahaloischa, I think, Biyam Simchaschem of Moyadechem, Uroshe Chachechem, Skaitem Chatzotis, Alalasechem, Azimcha Shalmechem, etc. So the Goinim say, from the fact that the two are put next to each other, Yam Simchas Moyadechem, Roshe Chachechem, you see that there is a mitzvah of Simcha even on Roshe Chadosh. So that seems to be the Gemara's Kasha. Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed, it's put in the post of Yam Simchas Moyadechem, Roshe Chachechem, next to Moed, next to Simchaschem. So why don't we have an obligation to recite Halel on Rish Chodesh? We only say Chatzi Halel. Chatzi Halel is an indication that it's only a Minhag. Why aren't we obligated Medina, either Medina Derais or Medina Derabban, to recite Halel Shalem on Rish Chodesh? The Gemara says not, because Rish Chodesh is Buta Basiyas Malach. So the Gemara said, why don't you say Halel Shalem on Shabbos? So the Gemara said, because not called a Moed. Not called a Moed. Irish Chodesh is called a Moed, but it's Mutabasiyas Malach. So the Avnei Ne'ezer is, so if you put two and two together, Rosh Chodesh Acholi is B'Shabbos, is a Moed, and it's also Basiyas Malach, so you should have to say Gans Halal, which no one does. Everybody just says Chatzi Halal, and we assume it's still only a minik. Why aren't we required Medina to recite Halal Shom? So his Shalashudas Torah was that the two Kedusha Sayyams don't blend in together. One is superimposed on top of the other. So the Kedusha Sayyam or Rosh Chodesh is not sufficient to be Mechayiv and Halal because it's Mutab Asiyas Malacha. The Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos is not sufficient to be Mechayiv and Halal because it's not Ikri Moed, there's no Mitzvah of Simcha. So when even the two happen to coincide, they don't blend in together to constitute a new hyphenated Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Luchud and Rosh Chodesh Luchud. One is superimposed on the other. So neither alone is sufficient to be Mechayiv and Halal. So that's why it's not Mechayiv. So the Talmidim were all Polish Harifim. So the Talmidim were bothered by the Kasha from this Gemara. What's the Gemara's Kasha on Chav Zayin on the day? He's the Yester Kasha against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is learning out from Noiser. Just like Noiser is Asa Bachila Bahano. In Onish Kare, so too Chometz Bepesach is Asa Bachila Bahano. In Onish Kare, so therefore it's Ton Sreifa. So the Talmidim, so the Tanoim, Esther Kasha against Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim Esther Kasha against Rav Yehuda. What about Chelev Shara Nisko? The Chelev is Onish Koris because of Chelev, and it's also Banor because of Shara Nisko. Shara Nisko doesn't have Koris, and Chelev is Muta Banor. It happens over here to be a combination of both together. So the Gemara Esther Kasha, let it be Ton Sreifa, according to Rav Yehuda, and he never said that. So the Gemara moved on and reworded the Alfusa from Noisa. Well, they have to reword the Alfusa. They should have said the Rebbe's Teretz. They should have said the Sachat Shara Rebbe's Teretz. That Chelev alone can't be Mechayev in Sreifa because it's Mutabano. And Shara Niskal alone can't be Mechayev in Sreifa because it doesn't have Kuris. And the two don't join together. The two don't blend in to be one. So what was the Gemara's Kasha in the first place? So that's what the Talmidim made a pilpul on it. Why is it different? Why did Gemara held over here that even though the Haile Chudikoi, the Haile Chudikoi, each one is totally separate, why they held that it was a Kasha? Okay. So that they have a discussion on. This halacha that we accept Ladina against Rabbi Yosef Glina. Rabbi Yosef Glina says, Tamei ala tzmecha, how can you have such an idea? Hechom it's as an chav chesam and base, the fourth line from the top. Tamei ala tzmecha, hechom it's as a banor kol shiva. There is no such thing. The chametz is as a banor. He holds a chametz muta banor. So coming to Rabbi Yosef Glina, why is it tashbisu? But he have to destroy it because Bayura by Matzah. Okay. Because Bayura by Matzah. Not because it's also Banor. He agrees to the argument that the Gemara said on the previous da. If something's mut Banor, Torah's not going to tell me to destroy it. But the Torah says Bayura by Matzah. Torah doesn't want me to have it in my possession. So Hastaberi, they sell it to a guy. I read it up before. Or if you didn't, then you better destroy it because you'll be in violation of Bayura by Matzah. But if you have any other Isurim, that a mutabano, and there's no wasa lekaima, there's no din about yirah by matzah, so you can't say that it's a ton ibid min oila, you can't say you have to burn it. So we paskin l'alocha, the chametz is osa bano, notwithstanding Rabbi Yosef Glili's svara. What about chametz on Erev Pesach? That's only called shiva. What about chametz on Erev Pesach? It's also osa bano. So the Mishnah is safe for sure. Chametz Erev Pesach is osa bano. Eftach atzais. The Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta established this idea that we split half of the day, Kodem Chatzos as opposed to Lacha Chatzos. Because the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu sor mibatechem, and the word Ach is a miut, so we say Ach splits the day in half. The first half of the day is Mutar, and the second half of the day it's Asa. The Tashbisu, that it's Tashbisu has two parts to it, an Isser Essay and a Kiyum Essay. So the Kiyum Essay is to destroy the Chametz. Like Rav Yehuda insists, it has to be Davke B'Sreifa. So obviously he's saying that the Kiyum Essay has a specific form, how to be Mekayimen. So there's a Kiyum Essay in Tashbisu, and Tashbisu also implies an Isser Essay. That's what the Tesis points out, that everybody agrees that... Where's that Tosfos? I think the Tosfos on the bottom of Chof Tes on the base, if I'm not mistaken, that long Tosfos. Is that the one? Yeah. Tosfos says that there's certainly an Iser essay of Tashbisu that you're not about to get Hanah from Chometz, Mishesho Salamayla. In the afternoon, Aver Pesach, for sure there's an Iser of Tashbisu. You're not allowed to eat Chometz, you're not allowed to get Hanah from Chometz. The only Shaila is it only an Iser essay of Tashbisu, that's all? If you're going to eat the chametz again, I'm not from the chametz, they'll be over an Isser essay of Tashbisu. You'll be Mavatl a mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. The mitzvah is to destroy it. And if you eat it, not only are you Mavatl a mitzvah, you'll also over an Isser essay. There's a difference. An Isser essay is like an Avera. A bitl essay means you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. They're two different Gehenims. That's what it says in the Medrash. Oisi is the Rabbi Akiva. There's a Gehenim Shalesh and a Gehenim Shalshelek. Gehenim Shalesh is where we burn the neshamas of the people who violated Averis. They had hot-blooded Averis. They had in the heat of their excitement, so they went and they did an Averis. So we've got to burn the neshamas in the Gehenim Shalesh. And the people who were cold and they didn't fulfill mitzvah, so we let them freeze in the Gehenim Shalshelek. So the person who eats, the person that doesn't destroy his chametz, is mevatel mitzvah saseh. But the person who eats the chametz, or gets hanof in the chametz, there Pesach in the afternoon, is not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, he's in violation of the Isser essay of Tashbisu. Isser essay is basically, it's what the Gemara calls a lav habo mechlalaseh. We call it an Isser essay. So we don't have so much time. Lav habo mechlalaseh is many syllables. So we say bikitzer. An Isser Esser. But basically, an Isser, a lav habo mechlalaseh is the same thing as a lois Esser. The only thing is that there's no malchus. The Gemara has an expression, lav habo mechlalaseh, aseh, that's on the last line, on mem aleph on the base. Lav habo mechlalaseh, aseh, and they give you all the cross references there, another six, seven times in Shas. So that means lav habo mechlalaseh means that there's no malchus on it, that's not dumi the lav de hasima. In order to get Malkus, the Avera has to be similar to L'Sachsim Shorbedisha. So it has to be written in the Chumash in the form of Loi, like Loi, Sachsim Shorbedisha, or Hishama Pen V'yal is also the equivalent of a Loi. But if it's only a Lav Abo Mechlal Aseh, so it's not sufficiently similar to L'Sachsim Shorbedisha the way it appears in the Chumash, so that's why there's not going to be any Malkus. But that's all it means. It doesn't mean that it's only an Aseh. Lav Abo Mechlal Aseh is a Lav, it's an Isser. It's an Isser, but it's not Dumi the Lav the Hasima. So in that sense, I treat it like an Aseh, and there's no Malkus. The Gemara says there's one Tana holds that there is Malkus. This is the way we pass him. There's one Tana here, Men Beisam and Aleph, Rabbi Yudhi, the Tanya, etc. Rabbi Yudhi holds, whenever you have a Lav of a Mechlal Aseh, there is Malkus. He doesn't hold that it has to be so similar to L'Sachsim Shabbadish. But we pass him that it's only, that there's no Malkus. So that's a Shaila. What if...
He eats all the
chametz
that he has.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to eat it.
That's what the Balamor says. If you eat it, ain't lecha hashbasa gedayla mizu. But Taisus holds not so. Taisus says that the mashmoyes of the expression tashbisu means you should destroy it in a fashion other than achila b'hanor. You have to, tashbisu means to destroy. That's not called destroy. The guy eats it. That's not Taisus destroying. We usually assume like Taisus. That Taisus says that that's the top tesis on Chof Ches on the base. Near the Nafkulam Tashbisu, Meyachil Gmashma Tashbisu, Shaloki Derech Hanor. Hainu Achila, while I seek a Tachstav Shiloi, Mutal Erepshim. Yeah. So that's the Gemara raised the question. What's the din if a person eats Chometz B'Pesach? He's over a lav. It says, Losach Lekol Machmetzes. It says a few times not to eat Chometz.
What about if a person has Gliyam Mekalim?
No, that's a Beferish Gemara that the Chazon Ish points out. On Lamed Omer Aleph, that on Blias Kalim, there is no Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. The Gemara just has, we'll explain it in a minute. We'll explain it now. That's what we're up to now, Taka. That's the next topic on the agenda. The Gemara has a Shaila, if a person eats Chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Achilek, he eats Chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so the top tesis on Chof Ches on the day says he's over on the Isser Essay of Tashbisu. It's also Bachila, also Ba'anor. That's why we assume not like that Balamor. So the Shaila is he only over on the Essay of Tashbisu, or is he also over some kind of a lav? Is there a lav? Is there a lois essay for one who eats chametz and Erev Pesach? So the Gemara quotes from Machlekes HaTanoim on the bottom of Chof Ches and Menalo going over to Amid Beis. The Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon have a machlokes. Reb Yudah says that chometz erev Pesach in the afternoon is a lois essay. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Says that there's a lois essay, is only chometz b'Pesach. Where does Reb Yudah get this idea that there's a lois essay? So the Gemara explains on Amid Beis. My time, Reb Yudah, that 13 lines from the top. My time, Reb Yudah, when they start quoting the pesukim from Shmois Yud Beis and Shmois Yud Gimel and Devarim Tezayin, The Gemara says Tlosik Kroy Ksiva. There are three psukim in Chumash that say the same thing. Lo yeyachal chametz kol machmetzus lo sachel lo sachel olav chametz. What do you need three lavim for the same thing? Not to eat chametz. Rav Yehuda says that the three psukim go on three different zmanim. One pasuk goes that you're not eating chametz kol shivas yimei haPesach. One pasuk goes that if you eat chametz on erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're over on a lav. It's not just an iser esei of tashbisu. It's a loises and you get malchus. And the third pasuk goes on chametz she'ova olav haPesach. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that that's an iser derais. That it doesn't, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't help if you sell the chametz to a goy, and you buy it back after Pesach, or after Pesach is over, you go to a goyish grocery and you buy some chametz. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that chametz shavah la Pesach is an isa deraisa. It doesn't matter whether the chametz was etzel haYisrael or etzel hanochri. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. He has the tlosa kroy ksivi, he has the three psukim. One pasuk goes chametz l'terch zmanoi, chametz b'Pesach. One pasuk goes. Lifnei zmano, and erev Pesach in the afternoon, and the third pasuk goes lachas zmano. The chametz shavah v'Pesach is an isa derais. And Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Yehuda, and he says it's not true that there's no isa chametz shavah v'Pesach period men haTorah. It doesn't exist at all. Either Mishnah says chametz shavah v'Pesach is also b'hanoach chav chesam and olive. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a knas midirabbanan according to Reb Shimon, because he violated by your rabbi Motzei. The chemtzah shall isal shavah v'Pesach is also b'hanoach. The chemtzah shall nochri she'over all of haPesach. There's no room for any penalty. The nochri didn't violate by Rabbi Matzei, so that'll remain mutabano. So that's Reb Shimon's opinion by Chomis she'over all of haPesach. He disagrees with Reb Yudah. And Chomis be'erev Pesach, he also disagrees. He says that there is no lav. The lav is only bizmana, terchzmana. Chomis b'Pesach, b'shivis me'haPesach is a lav. Chomis an'erev Pesach, there's no lav, but there's only an isereset. That's what Tosfos says. There is an isereset. See, here the Gemara says on Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a discussion. I have chametz dika pots that I put away in the cabinet. I don't use them on Pesach. So when it comes, when Pesach comes to an end, am I allowed to use, am I allowed to take out my chametz dika pots and cook some food in them? After Pesach, what's the shaila? So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, the chametz she'ova all about Pesach is only awesome with the Rabbanan as a penalty because you violated Bal Yerah by Matzei. So there is no Bal Yerah by Matzei on Blias Kelim. The prohibition of Bal Yerah is only if you have food. If the Blias Chametz is Balua and the Doifnei Hakli, so the premise of the whole Gemara is that there is no Bal Yerah by Matzei. So then the Gemara says there's no problem. Just take your Chametz pots out of the cabinet and cook all you want after Pesach is over. But if the din would have been like Rav Yehuda, the Chametz she'over all of haPesach would have been an Isa Deraisa. Din is not like Rav Yehuda, because we have the institution of Mechiras Cham, so we assume Chemtza Shal Nachri, She'ovel Ava Pesach is Muta, because he didn't violate the Bal Yerah by Matzah, so there's no room for any penalty. That's the Mishnah. It's several places. Chemtza Shal Nachri, She'ovel Ava Pesach is Muta. But the Gemara says, the word Amarayim, there's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether you should Paschal like Rav Yehuda, or Paschal like Rav Shimon. So there were Amarayim who Paschal like Rav Yehuda. The Chomet She'ovel Ava Pesach is an Isa Deraisa. And the whole institution of Mechiras Chametz doesn't help, because even Chemtza Shal Akum, it helps, Mechiras Chametz helps, but you can't buy it back. Chemtza Shal Nachri, I'm not in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah, but it's not going to help to be able to buy back Chametz from the Goyish grocery after Pesach. According to the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, all Chametz that's in existence in the world becomes also manoah right away when it comes Pesach. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz she'over all about Pesach is not a penalty having violated Bal Yerah by Matzah. The word is chametz that's in existence on Pesach, even if there's no Bal Yerah issue, becomes also liyodon void. So then the Gemara says an iser chametz is chal on the blias kelim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to kasha, or you can't just put away your chametz dika kelim. After Pesach is up, you have to kasha all of the kelim if you want to use them. And if you have china dishes which don't lend themselves to hagola, you have to throw them out in the garbage. There is the Rav held like Rav Yehuda. So it says Kederis are china dishes. Kederis the Pesach Yishover, you have to smash them all because there's no way to kasha them, and it becomes also. How can it be that an Isa Chametz is chal on a Blias Kelim? How is that? So the answer is a pasuk in Chumash like that. The pasuk says in Parshas Tzav that if you cook the korban chatos in a pot, and the chatos has a zman, you can only eat it yom v'laila at chatzos. If you leave the chatos over till after midnight, it becomes a linam, the rabbanim. In our Torah, it's only nifsal b'linam and a kamad alos ha-shachar. And the first mission says in brachas, k'del ha-harchi k'sodim and aveira, we say you're not allowed to eat it after chatzos. It becomes nifsal b'linam at chatzos. So the pasuk says in Chumash, you have to finish eating up the korban chatas. So let's say the balabas, he brought the chatas, the kohen finished it, and they washed out the pots and pans, and they put it away, and it's only 10 o'clock at night. The pasuk says, when it comes chatzais, the bli and the pot becomes osur mitam noisam. So you have to kasha the pot. Of a fairish pasuk. The bli and the pot, the iser noisam ki michal on a bli and a pot. So just like the pasuk in Chumash, that's the institution of the Mariko Shtifa. The Torah requires you have to kasha the pots, because it became treif after the Kohen made up all of the flesh of the korban chatos. They finished eating all the flesh, all the besara chatos before chatzos. But because the bli askelim is still there, so the bli askelim is chala nisa neser on the bli, and you are required to kasha. So that's what the Gemara says, if the din would have been like Reb Yudit, if the din is like Reb Shimon, the chomet shavala pesach is a penalty for having violated by Rabbi Matzeh. So there's no penalty by bli askelim because no violation of by Rabbi Matzeh. But if the din, and that's how we pass in period, but if the din would have been like Rav, Rav Paskins like Reb Yudit, the Chomet Shavala Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, even if it belonged to Nachri, so it's not a function of having violated by Yerub by Matzah. So even the Bli and the Kli, when it comes Pesach, becomes Nesa Mitam Chomets. You have to cash all of the Chomets the Kekelim after Pesach is over, and if you have China dishes, then you have to smash them. That's what the Gemara tells the story. The merchants who used to sell Chinaware used to come to Rav's community every year on Pesach, and he used to hold up all the, he used to charge a fortune of money because the people had to buy new chametzdika china dishes. Pesachdika for sure they needed. They needed it new for Pesach because he can't cash it in China. And they had to buy everything new. They had to buy everything new. They couldn't just save the chametzdika kelim from year to year and save the Pesachdika. We have two sets of dishes. We have Pesachdika dishes, chametzdika dishes. In Rav's community, he passed them like Reb Yudit. So the chametz dika kelim became treif when it comes Pesach. So the merchants were holding up the people, they were charging a fortune of money. So Shmuel happened to be visiting in Rav's community. So Shmuel warned them, you better lower the prices and charge a reasonable price. Otherwise I'm going to publicize the fact that I don't paskin like Reb Yudit. I paskin that the chametz dika kelim do not become treif. You don't have to throw them out at all. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what's the story? Does Shmuel hold like Reb Shimon? The Chomet Shavala Pesach is on a penalty with the Rabbanon, so why does he only threaten them? Shmuel should have said that this, he should have said the din, that the Balabatim don't have to throw out the China. Why does he keep it a secret? He's only threatening the merchants. He tells the merchants, if you're going to keep on charging such outrageous prices, you're going to rip the people off, then I'm going to be mefarsim that it's the whole thing is a chumrah. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't he say, even if they don't charge outrageous prices, why does he make the Balabatim throw out the dishes every year? So the Gemara says, he wasn't the Moradasir, it was Rav's Kehillah. Rav was the Rav in the city, and Rav held the halachas like Reb Yudit. So Shmuel's not allowed to paskin for Rav's Balabatim against Rav. He holds like Reb Yudit, that all the dishes become treif every year. But they were charging outrageous prices, so he said, if you keep on charging outrageous prices, I will let it be known. I won't tell the Balabatim that they can go against their rabbi. I'll let it be known that I disagree, and I'm sure half of the Balabatim will listen to me. They won't listen to their rabbi. I'm not going to tell them to violate the psak of their rabbi, but I promise you that many of them will violate the psak of Rav, and you will come out losing money. So I would recommend to you that you should lower your prices. That's the story. That's the famous Gemara that the conservatives quote. You see from this Gemara that you can change the psak if the Balabatim are losing money. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that Rav holds the din is that you got to throw out the chametzdika dishes every year, the chametzdika china dishes. And Shmuel holds that the whole thing is not so. Shmuel holds the way we have the practice. But the Gemara says it was Rav's kehillah. So Shmuel is not allowed to paskin for the Balabatim. That's what the Gemara says. Asri de Rav Havi. It was Rav's kehillah. So he's not allowed to paskin against Rav. But he says, I let it be known. And Mimele you'll lose a lot of business. That's the Chazon Ish talks about that. It's Zeinu ben Yoma, so why should the Issa be Chal? So the Chazon Ish points out, it happens to be that Rav in Maseches Avodah Zorah holds that even, Rashi says like that, that even Noisim Tam Lev Gam is also Asar. Rav holds two things. He holds Noisim Tam Lev Gam is Asar and Kolot Arkula, Nikir Adin, and he holds like Rav Yudit, the Chomet Shavala Pesach is their Eis. Right? Rav Yudit himself holds like that, that Noisim Tam Lev Gam is Asar.
Himself, he can still maybe have
If you hold from the din of nes and tamal of gam, okay, right. So he said that it happens that Rav holds tartili reyusa. Rav holds that nes and tamal of gam is osar and kabbalat Torah kula, and Rav also holds halacha kereb yudah. Right. So the Chazanish talks about that line in the Rashi. Rashi says that because seven nes and tamal of gam osar. It's the Rashi and lamed on the
Alam. Well, so those some people are masmir to sell the gril of the
comments
and the
thoughts, and
say it's not
necessary. Right. You see from the Gemara that it's not necessary. What may be necessary is the following. Some balabastas are sloppy, so when they bake their pie, so they leave the crust of the pie on the pot. And if you take a spoon, you can scrape it off and eat it. It's still tasty. It didn't get spoiled. So then you got a problem. That's not a bali and a kli. That's the dien on the surface. So that's why in Europe, some of the rabbanim saw that we're dealing with people who left on the crust of the chametz. On the pot, that was coated with crust. So they introduced it, put into the shtar mechira. They were selling all the chametz that stuck onto the surface of the pots. And then in a later generation, somebody added on, they polished up the shtar mechira and said, they were selling all the chametz that gave them to the goy. And then in the later generation, the rabbanim said, that's not a good idea, because if you sold the kelim to the goy, then you buy it back, then you're required to do the tefillas kelim all over again. So that's not recommended to sell the kelim. But it's not necessary to sell the blias kelim if you want to. If there are people who leave crust of cake stuck on the surface of the pots, that's not going to be a problem. So that you have to sell the chametz that's stuck on the surface of the pot. There's a problem with the Rambam. How are we supposed to paskin in this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are three tlosa kroik sivi. The Gemara says there are three psukim. That's on 13 lines from the top of Chav Ches on the base. He has three psukim. He has one pasuk goes l'terch zmanoi, chametz bepesach is also called shiva, and one pasuk goes lifnei zman and er pesach efter chatzos, and the third pasuk goes on chametz she'over all about pesach, that's an isa derais. So that Rabbi Yehuda we don't paskin like. We paskin chametz shel nach rishav al pesach is mutabanuam. Ma'isim mechayam. We do mechivas chametz. We buy back from the goy. We buy from a goyish grocery after Pesach is over. So we clearly have not accepted Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding chametz shel nach pesach that it's an isa derais. So the shaila is what about on erev pesach? So either you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Why should you split the psak? So that's the famous Rambam. And the Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam splits the psak. He says, chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon, if you eat it, you like it, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Not only is it an iser esei of tashbisu, like the Tap Tesis says on Chav Ches on the days, not merely an iser esei, it's an iser lav as well. But chametz erev Pesach, then we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a problem in the Rambam. So the Pashtus is, the Rambam assumed that the Mishnayis write like that. The Stam Mishnayis say like that. The Mishnayis say, Chomet Shal Nochri Sha'ova all about Pesach is Mutabano. So that's obviously like Reb Shimon regarding Chomet Shal all about Pesach. And then, in the first Perek, there's a famous Machlokes HaTanoim on Yud Aleph Omen Beis. After Chatzos, the Chomet is also Bachila Bahanom in HaTorah. What about before Chatzos? So there's a gzeirim and the rabbanim, because they're laharchik kesodim and avir, because they didn't have watches, bizman atanoim. So they made a gzeirim and the rabbanim. How far before chatzos did they make a gzeirim and the rabbanim? So the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. So Rab Meir says the gzeirim is for 1 hour. Ochem kol chamesh v'sarfim etchila shesh. The hour before chatzos, let's say now chatzos is 1 o'clock, so starting from 12 o'clock on, it's also b'achila b'hanor, chatzos. So there's a gzeirim and the rabbanim, because they're laharchik kesodim and avir, because they didn't have watches, bizman atanoim. So they made a gzeirim and the rabbanim. How far before chatzos did they make a gzeirim and the rabbanim? So the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. So Rab Meir says the gzeirim is for 1 hour. Ochem kol chamesh v'sarfim etchila shesh. The hour before chatzos, let's say now chatzos is 1 o'clock, so starting from 12 o'clock on, it's also b'achila b'hanor. But before, an hour before, everything is okay. Also, it's muta b'achila, muta b'anor. You only made a gzera de rabban 1 hour. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Allah, Rab Yehuda. Whenever there's a machlok, it's usually ruba de ruba of the case. Whenever there's a machlok, it's Rab Meir and somebody else, usually Rab Meir loses. So here he loses to Rab Yehuda. We paskin the 2 hours before chatzos, it's also b'anor. 1 hour before chatzos, 2 hours before Chatzos, Osa Bachila. And 1 hour before Chatzos, not only Osa Bachila, it's even Osa Bano. Why did we choose to make more of a gzeire regarding Achila than regarding Hano? After Chatzos, they're both prohibited. Tosfos says that Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos, they're both Osa. It's Osa Bachila, Osa Bano. So why did they make a gzeira de rabbanon bahano? They only asked an hour before chatzos. The machila they asked an extra hour. So it must be that the isra achila is probably more chomer than the isra hano. In what way is the isra achila more chomer than the isra hano? So mesama like the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that the Rambam shita in all macholas asuris is there are macholas asuris that are asa bahano. So the Rambam writes if you eat Basa b'cholov, a yit chometz b'pesach, you get malchus. But if you get hanor from basa b'cholov, or you get hanor from chometz b'pesach, even though we pass on the chometz b'pesach is also b'hanor, and basa b'cholov is also b'hanor, the Rambam writes that there's no malchus. There's only malchus on achila, there's no malchus on hanor. Why? The ikarisa is achila, and the hanor is a lav tofel. It's also, it's a secondary isa. It's not as chomer as achila. So l'chayra, the Rambam understood from the Mishnah like that. If you'll eat chametz after chatzos, you'll get malchus. If you get hanor from chametz after chatzos, you won't get malchus. So the isra achila after chatzos is more chomer than the isra hanor. So therefore, hasvara no senes. We understand why we pass like Reb Yudah, that you make the isra achila 2 hours before chatzos, the isra hanor is only 1 hour before chatzos, because the isra achila is more chomer than the isra hanor. But this is only on the assumption that chametz after chatzos has an isra lav. If it only has an isra aseh, then there's no malchus, not an achila, not an hanor. So the Pashtus is that this Ramba, this Mishnah, and Yud Aleph on the base, that we pass like Rabbi Yudah, May Rabbi Yudah Allah Rabbi Yudah, we pass like Rabbi Yudah, that the Gzeira de Rabbanon on Erev Pesach before Chatzos was instituted more chomer vis-a-vis Achila than vis-a-vis Hanoa, teaches us two things. Teaches us, first of all, the Rambam's Shita in general, that all these Suri Achila that are Rosh Hanoa, there's only Malkus and Achila, not on Hanoa, so the Achila is more chomer. That's why you make more of a gzera by achila than you make by hanor. And secondly, it shows you that erev Pesach after chatzos there's a malchus on the achila that halachic Rav Yudah on erev Pesach. So the Rambam held that the Mishnayos made such a third compromise. The Stam Mishnah made a compromise that although the din is like Rav Shimon regarding chomet she'over all about Pesach, that it's only midirabbanon echem tshalakum or blias kelim, whenever there was no bal yirah by matzeh. And there's no penalty with the Rabbanon of Chometz all about Pesach. But nonetheless, the Chometz on Erev Pesach, this Mishnah seems to be assuming that if you do Achila on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there'll be Malkus. If you just do Anor, there won't be Malkus. So that's why the Gzeira the Rabbanon was introduced to a more Chometic extent before Chatzos, with respect to Achila, than with respect to Hanor. That's what it sounds from the Gemara. Exactly when is this machlekes rebuyed in the Chachamim with the envy of Chometz ala b'sreifo or hashbasas of the chol dover? So the Gemara quotes rebuyed as distinguishing. Where's the Gemara Yud Beis on the base? And the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis on the base. The Gemara says. Mark quotes a brisa. It's about 20 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word Eis v'Ravino l'Rova. So Ravina quotes a brisa that reads like this: Amar Rav Yehuda, Eimasai, when do I say that you have to burn the chometz dafke b'sreife and not hashbasas of the chol dover? That's only shaloi b'shas b'yurei. Avol b'shas b'yurei hashbasas of the chol dover. Rav Yehuda says that sometimes my sheet applies, but not all the time. Ain't be a chomis of the sreif is sometimes true, sometimes not true. I only apply my sheet shalo b'shas b'yuroi. Avo b'shas b'yuroi has b'sos b'chol dover. What does that mean? So the Tosfos has a machlokes with Rashi. Rabbi Natam has a machlokes with his grandfather with Rashi. So Tosfos first quotes Rashi, Eimasai. They say, Pirish HaKuntris, Rashi learns pshat like this. When does Rav Yehuda say that you have to dafke do sreifa? That's before Chatzos. So then he says, try to do sreifa. But if he's looking for a match, he's trying to make a fire, and he can't succeed in getting any fire anywhere. He's waiting. Then it's ready. Yefta chatzais. No, yefta chatzais. There's an isa tap comments in your possession. There's an isa esei yeftash bisu, which means not only an isa esei, not to do achila, not to do anor. It's an isa esei tap comments in your ownership. So then he has to get rid of it. So then it's hashbasasa b'chol davar. Then let him destroy it. He can destroy it in another fashion. A beautiful shita that you insist Dafkan Sreif is only before Chatzais. That's Achilek. Achilek splits the day in half. Kodem Chatzais is one din. Lacha Chatzais is a different din. So Rashi holds a beautiful shita. The Rein B'Yachom Sala B'Sreifah is Kodem Chatzais before the Yisra Esay of Tashbisa sets in. Once you have an Yisra Esay, so of course Hashbasasa B'Choldoa. You have to save yourself, you have to protect yourself from violating the Yisra Esay of Tashbisa. Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. He says it has to be punkt fakered. Where does Rabbi Yehuda derive his whole shita from? The Rein B'Yachom Mitzal of Israel. The Gemara says he derived it from the Pasuk by Noisar. That was the Gemara we were reading before on the bottom of Chav Zaynam Beis. The last 20 lines of Chav Zaynam Beis and the top 6-7 lines on Chav Chesam and Al. He learns it from Noisar. What are you learning from Noisar? The Noisar is Asa Bachila Bahano and it's on Ushkares and it's Bebal Tosiru. You weren't supposed to leave it over that it should become Noisa. So who adinami, you can't ask anymore, what about Chelav Shah and Niskal? It's also Bachil of Arno and Atanash Kores. Because there is no Baal Tosir, he didn't do anything wrong by leaving it over. He has a Shah and Niskal, and they gave it Skila. And then after they do Skila, it's also Arno. So the Chelav of the Shah and Niskal is not only also Arno, has Kores. So the Gemara says in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda will not require Sreifa for the chelav of the Shah and Niskal, because he didn't violate any Baal Tosir. The only time Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mamatzina from Noisar is, he has something that's also b'achil b'anor, and he's over on Baal Tosir. He wasn't supposed to leave it over. He left it over and it turned into Noisar. So here also, the chometz, it's also b'achil b'anor, because he left it over. He should have disposed of it before Pesach began. And he didn't. So since it's also b'achil b'anor, and it was the Baal Tosir, so therefore it's ton sreifa. So the Rabbeinu Tam Tain is, if Rabbi Yehuda's whole source, he doesn't have any other source. The only marker for Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz is the sreifa, the pshat in Ach Be'yomarishin Tashbisa, that the word Tashbisa means Ein Be'yachametz Ela B'sreifa, the one and only source is the Alfusa from Noisa. So Noisa is only B'sreifa after it already became Noisa. Not that as it's about to become Noisa, you burn it. No, you eat it. As it's about to become nice, you invite many people and you tell them, hurry up and eat it. We only have 5 minutes left, and let's finish it before this man. I don't want to violate a Nisa Nisa. So the only time it's Bistreif is after it already turned into Nisa. So the Rabbeinu Tam Tain is the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Bir Chometz is only Bistreif is fakered, after Chatzois, after it already turned into a Nisa. Before Chatzois, then he says, Hash Basasa B'chol Dovah.
According to Shitas Rashi, if in the middle of Pesach a person finds chametz,
yeah.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, how is he supposed to get rid of it? He has to burn it?
If he can find a fire, he should burn it. But if he can't, he's going to have to dilly-dally till he's going to find an eish. So then Rashi writes on Yud Beis and Beis. That's where Rabbi Yehuda answers it. Rashi learns Pshat from Yehuda, said destroy it in some other fashion in order to save yourself the violation of the Bal Yerua Bal Yematzeh.
So there's no difference between after Chatzos and Erev Pesach and during Pesach? It's the same thing?
I would think so. L'chera, I would think so.
Because the way we pass him, doesn't we say Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to try to burn it when you find the chametz?
Yeah. It says we always on the hadith to burn it, yeah. We probably rely on the Tosis, the bottom line of Tesan Veis, Tesis Hamashacham Samanas Levaroi, so there's no Issa Bal Yeroi and there's no Issa Tashbisu, you're not over anything. So the fact that he's going to take a little longer till he's going to make a fire, so he's not really in violation of anything. So we don't follow this whole Rashi. Rashi says that if it's after this man Issa already, so you want to save yourself from violation of Tashbisu. Tosis says, what violation? There's no violation of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach and possessing it. There's no violation of Bal Yerua on Pesach in possessing, because Daito Levara. Rashi didn't hold like that apparently. Rashi holds he has to hurry up quickly to save himself from the violation of the Yisr, to let him destroy it, Hash Basasa B'choldo. Unless it just as easy, unless he has a fire available, 1, 2, 3, so then Rabbi Yehuda will say, so burn it in the fire.
But let's say you find not Kamesh, but you find the Tarolis Kamesh.
Yeah.
So
I'll be Pashtos, yeah. Should be the same day. So this is the machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam in Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is fakir. That the only time Rabbi Yehuda Shita insists on Sreife is only after Chatzos. Avo b'shas biura, the Haina b'sheish. Even though Midirabbanan, they said, we treat it as if Chatzos occurred an hour earlier. It's not 100%. We say that an hour before Chatzos is already considered as if Chatzos Midirabbanan. That's why it's also Bachila Ba'anoa. Not 100%. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it's ain't B'yachom Mitzel of Israel, is only after the real Chatzos Derais. When it's only Chatzos Midirabbanan, so then the Rabbi Natam says within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he wouldn't insist that can't rape. He would say that has besasa becholdov. There is a Gemara earlier, but the Gemara says midderaisa and dalad on the base. Gemara says that midderaisa, if you do bitul chametz sagi, that is sufficient. If you do midderaisa bitul chametz sagi, what does that mean? So that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Tesis and dalad on the base demamaschal midderaisa. The Tesis quotes Rashi, Pirish Bekuntris, Mendechsiv Tashbisa, Velaksiv Teva'aru, Alma Hashbasa Belevi, Bitol Belev. The Gemara says, Mederaisa, Bitol is good and Bitol Belev is good. Where is the marker for that? So Rashi says, when you do Bitol Belev, that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisa. If it would have said Teva'aru, Biur would have the connotation, would have the Pirish Amilus of utterly destroying the Bien. But because it says Tashbisa, so Tashbisa means to neutralize the effect of the chametz. So if you're mevatel b'leiv, that's good enough. So Rashi holds that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisum. Many Rishonim seem that they hold like Rashi. Quite a few Rishonim sound like they hold like Rashi. Tesis is unhappy if the Rashi because there is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifo or hash b'sasa b'choldov or so how can it be that Rashi says that you make kind of the mitzvah of Tashbisa by being Mevatel Belev? It's not like Abiyuda, it's not like the Rabban. Abiyuda says you need Ein B'yachom Mitzel B'Sreif, and the Chachamim say Hash B'Sos B'Chol Dom. That's Tesis Kasha. It's a good Kasha. If you were all like the Rabbeinu Tam that we just had before, if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam on Yud Beis on the base, the Rabbeinu Sheet that Ein B'yachom Mitzel B'Sreif, that's after Chatzos. And the Gemara says that bitul is only good before the Yizman Yisr HaNoah. After it's already Yosef HaNoah, so the Gemara says it's too late to be Mavakim. And even after the Yizman Yisr HaNoah the Rabbanon, an hour before Chatzos, it's Yosef HaNoah the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says also earlier. The Gemara says once it's Yosef HaNoah, so you cannot be Mavatel HaChometz. You have to be Mavatel before the Yizman Yisr HaNoah. So if it's put together, Rashi doesn't hold like the Rabbi Natan. Rashi holds on Yud Beis and Beis the Hepech of the Rabbi Natan. Rashi holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein b'yachom esel b'sreifa is koidem chatzois. And lacha chatzois, then it's hash b'sasa b'chol dom. So according to Rashi is a pella. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that by being mevatel l'chametz, you're mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu? If Rabbi Yehuda insists, he learns that from Nosa, you need dafke sreifa. How is tashbisu a form of sreifa? That's a problem. Serious problem. If you were hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, then you'd be able to fare for the Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu Tam says the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Ein b'yachom esel b'sreifa is only lacha chatzos, because you're learning out from noisa. After it already became osa b'achila b'anoa b'baltasiru, then it's b'sreifa. Koidem chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda would not say that is b'sreifa. So you could say that there's a kiyum essay before the kiyum essay of ach b'yamarish and tashbisu splits between achilek. It splits the day and half. Koidem chatzos, the way to fulfill the kiyum essay is by being mevatel chometz, but lacha chatzos it's osa b'anoa. So the only way to fulfill, so you can't be Mevatel HaChametz after it's Osa Banu. So the only way to fulfill the key essay is either according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Sreif or according to the Chachamim Hash B'Sosa B'Chol Dorah. The problem is that Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi writes Fakir that the whole Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan goes before Chatzos. Before Chatzos. So how does he say that Bitul HaChametz is a fulfillment of the essay? Very problematic. There's a problem here that with the Rabbeinu Tam. Also, there's a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Zman HaMitzvah, the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, the Kiyum Essay, is after Chatzos. So no, none of us burn the Chametz after Chatzos. Everybody burns the Chametz way before Chatzos. People are davening the Hashkama Minyan burn the chametz at 6 o'clock in the morning. People are davening the second Minyan burn the chametz at 7 o'clock. They make a siyum 7:02. Make a siyum after davening. So they burn the chametz at 7:02 in the morning. Who burns the chametz after chatzos? Everybody. So it comes out that no one is yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of destroying the chametz. Everybody burns the chametz before the zman ha-mitzvah. So no one's yotzei the mitzvah. Very strange. So the Mordechai quotes that there were Balei HaTosfos, there was a small group of Balei HaTosfos used to burn. It says in the Mishnah, start from Betchila Sheish. It says in the Mishnah, you should burn the chametz Betchila Sheish and Yud Aleph on the base. So the Chacham made a takana to be oiker, to be mevatel, the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu. According to Rabbi Natam, the only zman to fulfill Tashbisu is Bedavke after Chatzos. And they made a takana, start from Betchila Sheish, everybody should destroy the chametz before the Zman, so it comes out, when it comes to Zman Deraisa, you don't have any chametz to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbis. Wow. That's, they were oiker mikol v'kol, the whole mitzvah of Deraisa. No one in the world is mekayim the mitzvah of Deraisa Tashbis. Is that right, that the chachamim have the authority to make a din derabanan? In such a way it comes out that yeshkach v'acham lach dom and ator v'shevi al tasa. Okay. Once in a while, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so you forego the tkiyah shefer. Once in a while, Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't do the tilas lulav. But every single year, no Jew in the world fulfills the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Natan, because the rabbis don't let us, because they told us to destroy all the chametz before Chatzos, and the zman of the Kiyum Nesi is only lacha Chatzos. So that's what the Mordechai quotes, that some Balei HaTosfos had a practice, they burned 95% of the chametz before Chatzos, but a Kazai Yisrael, they saved to burn after Chatzos, because they had the Shita, it can't be, the Chachamim have no authority to make a Takanim and the Rabbanon, to have everybody mevatel the kiyum mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that's a problem, but we don't do that. Nobody in his right mind does that. So it comes out that Chachamim will mevatel the adayim, the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu.
So what I thought you said just means if you were to find the chametz, you would have to destroy it. Doesn't mean you have to go out of your way to destroy the chametz.
But we know that we have chametz. We know that we have chametz. We know that we have chametz. Let's say I have a lulav and an esrog on Erev Sukkos. I wait till a minute before Yontif, then I break the lulav and I cut the esrog. Mavatl be a dime, and that's the only lulav and esrog in the whole city. You're allowed to do that? That's exactly what the guy's doing. The guy has chametz on Erev Pesach, and he knows that a minute after 12 o'clock, minute after 1 o'clock this afternoon, he's going to have a mitzvah to burn the chametz. He goes in the chapsos, he burns it before, and he no longer has the mitzvah.
Maybe the mitzvah burning the chametz is only in the chametz that you find at that time.
Okay. The chametz that you have, but I know that I'm going to have. That's a harama to pata myself. There's a mitzvah to shake a lulav. It's only if you have a lulav and an esrog. I know I have a lulav and an esrog, so I kill it b'yadayim. I break the lulav and I cut the esrog. I pass the esrog. So I make it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah. Here also. He pulled out the conditions. It's not the same as lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog, he's mechuyev to bench esrog, but he ruined it. He doesn't have. Here, he did a harama to make it to undo the whole condition of having the mitzvah. But he has conditions whereby he will have the mitzvah. So is that proper to pull out the condition? Let's say to sell all the chametz on Erev Pesach to a goy. I'll sell all the chametz to a goy and I won't have one stitch of chametz left to burn. Is that proper to do a harama? We don't do it like that. We sell 95% of the chametz, 99% of the chametz to the goy. We leave over 1% of the chametz. So then we destroy the 1%. So the harama that we're doing by the mechiras chametz, we sell, we buy back. The whole harama that we're doing, it's not a harama that patters us from the mitzvah says. Tosfos in Chayrus draws a distinction between doing a harama to patter yourself from a mitzvah says, as opposed to doing a harama to avoid violation of a loy says. The Tosfos says, let's say a Jewish farmer on Gimel Amud Beis is a Tosfos in Chayrus. The Tosfos says you have a Jewish farmer and his cow is about to give birth to the firstborn, and there's a 50-50 chance it may be a zohar, maybe in a cave if it turns out to be a zohar. So it's Kodesh B'Kedushas B'chor Be'Nitzah. So Bishman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayom, it's not proper to make a shutvis with the Nochri. I'm not interested in making any shutvis with the Nochri. I can run the whole farm on my own. I'm not interested in having any Jewish partners. I want to run the whole farm on my own. Don't need anybody else's advice. So if I'll make a harama to make a shutvis with an akum in order to pater from Behema, from Chor Behema Torah, so the Gemara says that's not proper. So the Gemara says that there was one person who did it, and he was punished min Hashemayim, and all the behemoths died that year. Because he did a harama to pater himself in the mitzvah b'chor behemoth. So Tosfos says, but Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and if the Bechor is going to be born, we're going to be stuck with a problem on our hands. No one, and you're not allowed to make a mum, and you can't shecht it till it gets a mum. Until, and Kozman, that it doesn't have a mum, you didn't shecht it, so you're not allowed to get hanra from it. It may take a few years till it gets a mum by itself. The Mishnah has a description in Chorus, the way the Roman policeman was walking in front of the farm, and he asked the Jewish farmer, what is that, a holy cow? How come that cow has a long white beard? How come the other cows you make them do work and this one you don't? He says, yeah, it's a holy cow, it's a firstborn, it's a male. So what are you waiting for? What are you doing? So he says, it has to get a mum. So what's the problem? Now I'll make a mum. He says, why not? And he took out his knife and he made a mum. The goy made a mum. So the Tanoim had a whole machlokes. Is it considered as if you encouraged the goy? The farmer didn't encourage him. Is it considered the fault of the farmer? So you're not allowed to shecht the bechor based on that mum? Or no, it's not your fault. So you see that sometimes it takes a long time till it's going to get a mum by itself. So the Tosfos says, since it's going to pose big problems, and then kovakol bizman hazeh, we don't have the opportunity to be makrif et al gabi hamizbeach. So the haroma that we're going to do by making a shutvus with the akum is not a haroma to pater us from the mitzvah essay of hakrovas of b'chor behemot or hakrovas b'chor behemot. We can't do that anyway. It's a haroma in order to avoid violation of an aver. We're afraid that someone's going to violate giza b'avoda. Someone's going to be moil behegdash or lasava b'chor sherecha or shechtet shchutekut. So therefore, Taisa says it's a mitzvah b'zman hazeh to do a haroma. If the haroma is in order to avoid violation of alay sesay, that's a mitzvah. So the Pashtus is that that's what we do by Mechiras Chometz. We don't sell all the Chometz. If we would sell all the Chometz, then it would be a haroma to pater ourselves from the mitzvah essay of Tashbisa. We don't do that. We sell 99% of the Chometz, and 1% of the Chometz we burn. So we go to the mitzvah of Tashbisa by burning a little bit of the Chometz. That's all we have left, is that little bit. We already sold the bulk of the Chometz. And then after, that's the Pashtus, after the rabbi sells all the Chometz, then the Balabatim burn the Chometz. Problem is, a lot of Balabatim daven by the first minyan. So they burn the chametz already at 7 o'clock in the morning. They already burnt their 1% of the chametz. When they burnt the 1% of the chametz, that wasn't the last bit of chametz that they have. They have another 99%. They have $99 worth of schnapps and cookies and other things in the house. And then the rabbi sells it later. So that's the question. When they burnt the chametz in the morning, the $1 worth, the 1% worth of chametz, that wasn't the last bit of chametz that they had. So the pashtus is that they didn't accomplish anything. Pashtus says that that's not right. Balabatim who are relying on the Mechiras Chometz, Alti Pashtus, should be careful not to burn the Chometz until after they know for sure that the rabbi sold the Chometz for them. So the rabbi sold the Chometz, that's a haroma in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzei, a 99% of the Chometz. And then, I'm not doing a haroma to patar myself from the mitzvah. After I set up the case like that, then I go and I fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa by burning the remaining 1% of the Chometz that I have. So what we do is a harama on the lois essay of Bayura by Matzah. We don't do a harama on the essay. So that's what the Bali Atesis were worried about. If the Chachamim made a takana sur from Betchila Sheish, and everybody does that. So when it comes 1 o'clock in the afternoon, nobody has any bit of chometz left in the house. So it comes out the Chachamim encouraged us to do a harama, never to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that's our problem. According to Rabbi Natam, he put it together. According to the Rabbi Natam, it says on Yud Beis Amud Beis at the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the kiyum esay of Tashbisu is only after Chatzos. That's when you have the machlokes of Yud and Rabbanon. Whatever burning or destroying of chametz is going to do before Chatzos, that's not a kiyum esay. So it comes out when the Chachamim encouraged us to destroy the chametz before Chatzos. So that's what everybody does. They killed the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu. No one has ever mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu b'zman hazeh. So we understand why some of the Balei HaTosfos held it not proper to do that. So that's why some of them left over kazais. Yeah, but our practice is we don't do that. So by Yasa comes out, we never fulfill the essay deraisa of Tashbisa. We never mekayim Tashbisa. That's a problem. Yeah. When is this man of Hakrovas Korban Pesach? That's of course after Chatzos. In fact, the Mishnah says in Tamid Nishchat that all other Karbonis have an essay of Hashloma. Alei Hashlem Kol Karbonis Kulam. That's on Nun Ches Amin Aleph. That's in the Siddur also. Alei Hashlem Kol Karbonis Kulam. That's the essay of Hashloma. You're not supposed to bring any karbanos before the Talmud Shal Shach, you're not supposed to bring any karbanos after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. The one exception to the rule is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is bedavka, supposed to be brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. But yeah, if a person brings it after Chatzos, before the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, it'll also be kosher. But Hatchila should really wait to bring the Pesach after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. Pesach has 2 days, the Mishnah Melech quotes, Pesach has 2 days, what about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is also like that, it's supposed to bedavka lechatchila be brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, or is that only by Pesach Rishon? So the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam quotes the Pesach Sishonim in different places, has a machlokes about that, whether this exception to the rule even applies by Pesach Sheni. What if b'diavad the person will bring the Talmud, what if b'diavad the person will bring the Korban Pesach in the morning of Yudalit? Will it be kosher? So that's a machlokes and mentioned in Arve Pesachim, the beginning of Arve Pesachim. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim. There is the first Mishnah in Zvachim. You don't have to go so far. First Mishnah in Zvachim says, what if you bring a carbon and you make a Shinoi Kodesh? Means that the Mezid, the Kohen knows that the Balabos comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, here's a Shlamim, here's an Oilah. And the Kohen says, what kind of Shlamim and Oilah? You are full of Averis. You have to bring an Oshram, you have to bring a Chatos. I'm gonna bring this as an Oshem. Then tomorrow you come and you bring a Shlamim Yiro. Don't give any presents yet. First you need a Kapar. So the Kohen takes a Shlamim or an Oilah, and he decided he's being makriv it as a Chatos or an Oshem. So that's called the Shina Kodesh. If the Kohen made a mistake, he thought it was a Chatos, he thought it was an Oshem. So that's a Machlokes in the Gemara, where the Akira Betoyas is called the Shina Kodesh. The Rama Paskins, it's not. Tosis sounds like in the first daf and Zochim, Tosis sounds like the whole that it is called Akira B'Tosis, it is called, but that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Akira B'Tosis is called Shina Kodesh. But the original din, the real din of Shina Kodesh means, the Kohen knows that the Balabos brings it, he said, this is a Shlomim, but this is an Oilah. And the Kohen says, I don't care what you say, I think you have to first bring an Oshem and a Chatos, or something else, and then we'll worry about the Nedovas that you want to give. So the din is that any korban that the Kohen did the avoda with the Shina Kodesh intended that it should serve as a different korban is kosher b'diavad. Kol azvach mishinitz b'chol shalol l'shman k'sherim. Elo shalol yolo l'bayin l'mashem chayva. The Baal HaNeder is not yetzi. He took a neder to bring a shlomim and an oilah, and the Kohen decided to bring it l'shem chatos l'shem osham. So the Baal Abbas, the one who brought the korban, the Baal HaKorban, is not yetzi yidei chayvasoi, and the Kohen is an adam ha-mazik. That's how Rashi learns in the beginning of Bava Kamma, Mefagel is an Adam HaMazik. So Rashi said that's what Mefagel means. The Kohen decided to make a Shina Kodesh, and the din is Li'ala L'Bayil L'Mashem Chayva. So the Kohen made such a decision, is Mazik the other guy, so he has to pay from his pocket to the Baal HaKorban that he should bring a different Korban instead. So the Mishnah says there are two exceptions to the rule, HaPesach VaHachatos. If you bring a Chatos Shalom L'Shmo, or Pesach Shalom L'Shmo, the whole thing is possible. Not just that Li'ala L'Bayil L'Mashem Chayva, you're not allowed to be zarek the dam if you, let's say, did a shchita shalom l'shma, kabbalah shalom l'shma, zrika shalom l'shma, whatever you did shalom l'shma, that's the end. You're not allowed to do any further avodas at all. You're not allowed to eat it because the whole carbon is possible. So then the Mishnah says, a pesach shalom l'shma is possible. There's only a carbon pesach and erev pesach. What if you have a carbon pesach on Purim? The farmer set aside a carbon for carbon pesach, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash on Purim, and the kohen shechts it l'shem shlomim. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, that is the din, that Pesach b'shayim ois hashana is korev shlomim. Whether before Pesach or after Pesach, the korban Pesach, if it's not Yud Dalad Nissen, is korev shlomim. So what if the Kohen shechts this Pesach b'shayim ois hashana l'shem chatos, or l'shem oilo, or l'shem osham, or l'shem something else? So then I don't consider a Pesach b'deshine kodesh. Pesach b'shayim ois hashana has a din of a shlomim. And a shlamim with the Shina Kodesh is a kosher korban. The only time it's called a korban Pesach is Erev Pesach Yudalit. That Pesach Bizmanoi is called Pesach, and if he made a Shina Kodesh, then it passes. So what if he brought a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the morning, and he does the hakrova of the korban Pesach with the Shina Kodesh? He does it l'shem chatos, l'shem shlamim, l'shem osham. Do you say it's a Pesach on Yudalit? That's called HaPesach Bizmanoi. Or do you say, no, it's a Pesach Shalom Bizmanoi? So that's a Machloek Satanoi. So Rabbi Yeshua says, it's Shalom Bizmanoi. Bizmanoi is only Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's Erev Pesach in the morning, that's the same as Purim, that's the same as Shavuos. That's Shalom Bizmanoi, So if you, the Pesach Shalav Zman has a status of a Shlamim, and a Shlamim, if you do a Shini Kodesh on it, the Korban is kosher. So the Korban Pesach that's brought in the morning of Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, with the Shini Kodesh will be kosher. And we don't paskel like Rabbi Shua. We paskel like the Tana Ben Beseir. Ben Beseir paskels a Pesach Sheshachta Yudalid Shachris Shalom Lishmo is paskel. So the Shaila is why? But Rabbi Shua Hatachagut Taina. That's not the Zmana, that's Pesach Shalom Zmana is a Shlom. So the Gemara has two versions of Pshat and Ben Beseir. We paskel like the Rama paskels like Ben Beseir. So it's important to know what the story is. So the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara here in the Arvi Pesachim has two versions of what Ben Beseir said. So the Gemara has one version, according to Ben Beseir, if you did the Yeved, if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning of Yudalid, you'll also be Yosef. It's only Lechatchila that you're supposed to bring it Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos and after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. What if you brought it after Chatzos before the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim? That's enough in the Mishnah in Tamim Nishchat that B'riyevet the carbon will be good. So who adinami, if you bring it in the morning of Erev Pesach, if you bring it in the morning of Erev Pesach before Chatzos, it'll also be good B'riyevet. That's what the Gemara quotes on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, that eight lines from the top. Amar Aboshia, Amar Ablozer, Mach Shehoi Bemser Pesach Sheshchot Shachiz Vabasa Lishmoy. Umitzafer Zman Pischuhu. The Kuli Yom Chazal Pesach. All day long. The din that you're supposed to bring it in the afternoon after Tam Shel Bein Arbaim, that's just Lachatchila. If you bring it after Chatzos, before Tam Shel Bein Arbaim, B'Yevet, it's good. And even if you bring it Shachris in the morning before Chatzos, so he brought it before the Tam Shel Bein Arbaim. So B'Yevet, he holds that it's good. And the Rambam does not pass like that. The Rambam passes like Ben Beseir. If you bring the Pesach in the morning of Yud Dalet with Shina Kodesh, it passes. That's called a Pesach Bizmanoi. But it's not a Pesach Bizmanoi that if you bring it Lishmoy, it'll be kosher. No. It has to be after Chatzos. You bring it in the morning, Lishain Pesach is no good. But still, since theoretically it's the same day, it's Yud Dalet in the morning, so that's considered a Pesach Bizmanoi. So if you make a Shina Kodesh, the halacha says that a Pesach Shalav is man is korb shlomit. But Yud Dalet in the morning is not called Pesach Shalav is man, it's manai. How can it be zman? But if you're not yotze till the afternoon. So you have to say, according to the Rambam, that the zman achiyuv begins in the morning. When it comes hanetachamo, aros hashach, whatever, of Yud Dalet in the morning, you become obligated to bring a korban Pesach. But the zman kiyum mitzvah is only after Chatzos. You can't begin to fulfill the mitzvah until after Chatzos. You become obligated to fulfill the mitzvah in the morning. But your ability to fulfill the mitzvah, the Zman Kima mitzvah, is only after Chatzos. There's another Rambam. There's a Rambam in the ninth Perek of Psochim. It's all about Pesach Sheni. Has all the dinim of Pesach Sheni. Has some of the dinim earlier also. But this Perek Chi is dedicated to the dinim of Pesach Sheni. So the din is, if a person is the Derech Rechoika, then he brings Pesach Sheni. What's the definition of derech hachoikos? So it's a machlokes hatanoi. So one tana says chutz laskupa sa'azor. That's on tzad gimel on the base. Ablezer ame chutz mi askupa sa'azor. And then he says in the Mishnah, Amalei Rabbi Yosi lefichu noker al hei loim avnei shirochit varal me askupa sa'azor vela chutz. It says the derech rechoiko, there's a nikud in the sefer Torah on top of the hey to indicate that it's not to be taken literally. Whenever there's a nikud, it's as if the word or the letter is crossed out. So I treat it, it's not really Derech HaChoyke. It's just outside of the Azara, that's called Derech HaChoyke. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the first line in the Mishnah, Tzadik Gimel Amin Beis, Ezi Derech HaChoyke, Men Amodim Velachutz, Ukemigdosa L'chol Ruch. You take Yerushalayim in the center of the circle, and you draw a circle with a radius from Yerushalayim to Modin, where the Chashmonaim live. And then you draw a whole circle like that, with that distance of a radius. So how much of a radius is it? Tezvav Mil. What is that Tezvav Mil all about? So the Gemara says that's how far the average person would go if he's going by automobile or he's going by camelback or by horseback. He's going to get much, much quicker. But if he's walking by foot, the average traveler, Bizman Matan Torah, Bizman Bais Rishon, Bizman Bais Sheni, didn't go by car, he didn't go by plane, he didn't go by helicopter, he didn't go by camelback or by horseback. The average traveler went by foot. So the average traveler would be going by foot, and it would take a half a day to walk Tezvav Milut. So that's the definition of derech rechoita. If the guy is further away than modiyin velachutz, he draw the whole circle. If he's outside of the circle, so if he runs, or if he rents a taxi, or if he rents a horse, he'll be able to get to Yerushalayim within a half a day. But the halacha is nikva according to the average traveler. So since the average traveler is walking by foot, and he's walking average pace, so that's called derech rechoita. He will not be able to reach Yerushalayim in a half a day. Why does it depend on a half a day? The Gemara makes the whole cheshbon. Another Beinoni walks from the beginning of the day to the end of the day 30 milin, so therefore in a half a day is 15 milin, so therefore 15 milin is the shear of Derech HaChaka. Why is that? So Rashi learns Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, when do you become Mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach? At Chatzos? You can't bring Korban Pesach before Chatzos. How long do you have to bring Korban Pesach? Shkia. After the Shkia you can't bring anything. So you have a half a day from the time you become a chuyv in Korban Pesach. So where are you? So if at Chatzos you're inside of the circle, anywhere inside the circle, minim adim lifnim, so you will be able to reach Yerushalayim by Shkia. You'll be able to participate in the Hakrovas of Korban Pesach. You need the Korban Pesach. If you're minim adim lachutz, you won't be able to go unless you hasten it, and you're not mechuyv to. And the Rambam learns not so. The Rambam learns it's determined at sunrise. Where are you at Hanetzacham or Alos HaShach? I forgot already which way the Rambam says. If in the morning, in the beginning of the day, you will be able to reach Yerushalayim by Chatzos, then it's Derech Kroivim. What in the world does it have to do with the morning? No one in the world is bringing the Korban Pesach in the morning. And if you can't, if at Alos HaShach or Hanetzacham, I forgot which it is, if he's unable to arrive in Yerushalayim by Chatzos Hayom, then it's Derech Rechoka, he's not Mechuyev. Why is he not Mechuyev? You don't begin... No one begins to bring Korban Pesach until after Chatzos. So the Rambam, it's a Tamua Dike Rambam. It's a Pela Dike Rambam. I don't know the whole shot in the Rambam. But one thing you see clearly from the Rambam, that the Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach begins in the morning. That's why the Rambam understood in Ben Beseir, in the Mishnah in the first Perek in Zvachim. Gemara here, in the end of Pesachim, quoted this. This was the alternate shot, whatever that was. Rav Oshia says in the name of Rav Lez, Mach Shohed Ben Beseir Pesach Shchot to Shachar's Barbos. That's the other pshat in Ben Beseir, but the Rambam does not accept that lalach. We pass him like Ben Beseir in the Mishnah, that if you shecht a Korban Pesach in the morning, you dalit. Shina Kodesh, that's called Pesach Bizmanoi, and it's possible. Shina Kodesh possible. But we don't accept this version of Ben Beseir, that it's kosher b'diyevet in the morning. No, we are only machsh after Chatzos, before Tamish al Ben Abay. But if it's before Chatzos, then we say it's possible even b'diyevet. So why is in the morning of Yudalit, why does it play a role at all? That's because this is all the Rambam understood from that Gemara, like he understood over here by Derech HaChoyka, that the Chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach is Chala in the morning. The Chiyuv is Chala in the morning, and that's why he holds that the determination of who's with Derech HaChoyka, Derech Kroiva, is determined when the Chiyuv is Chala. It's not it doesn't help later in the day. That's a Shaila, what will be when we'll build the third base on Migdosh? Will the average traveler go by foot? Hard to believe. The average Jew who comes to Yerushalayim now does not go by foot anymore. So that's a big machlekes in Achrayim. When the Gemara establishes the din that is tezvav mil, because the average traveler travels a half a day, the average traveler goes by foot, and the average traveler half a day, or the Beinonis, mahalach tezvav mil in a half a day, because 30 mil a whole day, the whole discussion in the Gemara. So, Kach Nemra Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that's it. And even if the Metzias changes, the average traveler is going to take a bus, is going to take a taxi or something, going to go by car. Still, that's the Halacha. Or do you say no? The Halacha of Derech Rechoika depends on every generation. What's considered what's the normal way for the average traveler to travel? So this Machlokes came up when they introduced trains in Europe. I think the Talmidim of the Nadi Yehuda had this machlekes when they started trains. What's an afkamina? It's irrelevant b'negiyat. We haven't had Korban Pesach for quite a while. It's relevant b'negiyat to avelus. There's a din in avelus. If the oval comes b'makom karayv, let's say a person, someone dies, and the family is sitting shiva, and one of the children, they had no telephones. He didn't hear anybody died, so he comes home to visit the family, walks in the house, and he sees everybody sitting on the floor, they're all observing Shiva. And it's already the middle of the Shiva, the end of the Shiva. So the Gemara has it then, it depends. If he's Bom and Makam Karayv, Moine Imahim. If he's Bom and Makam Rochak, Zayna Moine Moine. So what is this din makom kar makom rachek? So the Tosfos and the Rif quote from the Halachas Gedolah that this is patterned after Derech Rechoika, the Tezvav Mil. Except here by Derech Rechoika it's only Tezvav Mil because you only have a half a day. Rashi learns you only have a half a day to bring the Korban Pesach. Rashi we understand very well. And the Rambam we don't really understand. The Rambam says you only have a half a day because from the time that you become a Chuyiv is in the morning to the time that you're able to, that's when we determine whether you're Mechuyiv, whether you're Derech Rechoika. So it's determined by a half a day. The Rama holds the first half of the day, we decide in the morning who's Derech HaChorken. Rashi holds it, we decide at noon. At Chatzos, who's Derech HaChorken? Machlek is Rashi and the Rama. How do you decide? But over here, it's a half a day. But the Bahag, that's the accepted opinion. Bahag says that for the purpose of Avelis, the Shia really is Derech Kroiva, means you're within one day's distance. You can arrive in one day. How much is one day? So by Korban Pesach, one day means 15 milim. We made a whole cheshbon why. By Avelis, there is no halacha of a half a day. It goes, the klal is one day's travel, one day's distance. And one day's travel is not only 30 milim. I think they say it's 40 milim. It's 10 parsos, it's 40 milim. Why 40 milim? Because the Gemara says, before sunrise, the traveler travels another 5 milim. He starts walking from Alos HaShachar, and he continues to walk till Tzeis HaKochavim. And Tzeis HaKochavim is 5 milim after the Shkia. That's the whole marker for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, 5 milim, 4 milim. What is the Shia of Tzeis HaKochavim? Maybe has nothing to do with the Tzeis HaKochavim and Bama Madlikin in the beginning of Brochim. Maybe it's a different Tzeis, Kol HaKochavim. Okay, but this is where the marker is in the Gemara. So the average traveler, the Gemara says, the Odom Beinoni will travel 40 milin in the day, not 15, and 15 is 30. The Gemara says it'll add up to 40 milin. 40 milin is 10 parsois. That's how the Gemara says, Tzadik Dalda Neman Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kama Mahalach Odom Beinoni Bayom, Eset Parsois, from Ados HaShachar, until Tzeis Kol HaKochavim is Eset Parsois. So that's what the Bahak says, that for the purpose of Avelis, if he's Bomi Mokum Koroi, it means that within one day's travel, so then his money imoim. Then he finishes the shiva together with them. So there was a machloikas when they started, when they introduced trains, train travel. So many people in Europe, when they're going to travel a long distance, they're going to go by train. They're not going to walk from Warsaw to Vilna. It'll take forever. So of course they're going to take a train. So that was a machloikas that they had. Since the average traveler, his manazeh, is going to go by train or some other faster way, maybe it shouldn't any longer be Eset Parsois, it should be a much bigger Shia. Well, let's say the average traveler from Eretz Yisrael to America, when you want to determine a Velus, is not going to go by boat either. Years ago, the average traveler, when I was a little boy, the average traveler would go by boat because they couldn't afford, there weren't so many airplanes around. Airplanes existed. In the First World War, airplanes existed also, but they were, it was too expensive. So everybody went by boat, but today hardly anybody goes by boat. Everybody goes by airplane. The Ruba of the people go to Eretz Yisrael, go by airplane. So that was the machlokes. So they said, what's that Zayin as Mashiach that come in? What's going to be the Shia for Derech Chayko for Korban Pesach? We'll discuss it then. But here is halachic Diramekel Be'ovel. Since we're just discussing Hilchas Avelis, and there's a machlokes, what the din is. The machlokes was a machlokes in the din deraisa. Whether it's kach nemar halacha moshe misinai 15 milin, no, the nusach of the halacha moshe misinai was whatever the adam is the average distance that the adam bein and the average person would travel in a half a day or over there by a whole day. So since bisman hazeh the average travel will accomplish much more than 10 milin, he's not going to walk by foot, he's going to go by train. And they said benegeta avelus will be mekel, benegeta korban pesach we'll see. When we'll rebuild the third Beis HaMikdosh, we'll have to discuss it at that time. So again, so the Zman of Hakrobas Korban Pesach is Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's why the Mishnah has a din, beginning of Mokum Shenoagu. So it says, you're not permitted to do, there were different Minhage HaMekoinis. So some communities, they had a meaning not to do Malach and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. In others, the minig was that they did malachas. So the Mishnah says each person should follow the minig amokim. The Shad is those places where they had the minig not to do malach and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's only a minig, or is that a real din? And if it's a real din, is it a din deraisa or is it a din derabbanan? So Rashi on the first daf, based on the days, just commenting on the Gemara. Gemara has a machlokes. When does the Issa Melocha begin on Erev Pesach? Right in the middle of Beis Hamikdash. It's a Tosef de Paragimel, it says. Right in the middle. It says, the line begins with the word, Me'ema Sayar Bo'asa Osa Basiyas Melocha, Reblezim Yankifam and Mishasa, or in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what you follow. So how can you have a machlokes? So apparently Rashi holds that Minhagim have to go with a Mahalach. You can't just have a minig. We have a minig. We don't do Melocha from 1 o'clock to 1:15. It doesn't make any sense.